and welcome back. This is the Drive Time Friday Show, and we have the whole gang here, although I do think we might have a little bit of an issue with David's connection. Again, I'm getting some feedback, and it's that was what that ocean coming ashore sound was. But hopefully we'll get that corrected here momentarily. Anyway, it's a Friday. It's time to talk about what the heck is going on in the world. And a lot of the news this week, I have to say, falls into the duh category. You know, would you believe that the FBI is raiding more homes and that they're continuing to basically pretend that they're the Gestapo? Well, they're not pretending. They are the Gestapo. Would you believe that stock market is melting down because consumer prices are up? Who could have possibly imagined such a thing? Would you believe over and over again, more information comes out. Would you believe that COVID was probably out in the populace before the Fauci Fu was released from the Wuhan lab, probably from other labs? Okay. Lots and lots of stuff like that. But there are some other things as well. So let me say good morning. Let's try David first. Let me unmute your situation, David, and see if okay, there you go, I think. There we go. So, good morning, David, first, and we'll go to Randy. How you doing? Whoops. I think you might have muted yourself, too.
Okay, yeah. How's that?
That's better. Okay, yeah, I was muting you because of the echo, but then you muted, and you never know. Skype is a wonderful tool that way.
All right, well, you know, my observations this week are that the wheels are falling off. There's an act of desperation to maintain control, and the only way to maintain control is with the use of force. As the Great Awakening occurs and more people awaken to the realization that we've been played for decades, if not centuries, and the more that people stop cooperating, which is happening globally, the more force has to be used by the institution to maintain their control, hence the FBI acting like the Gestapo. It's axiomatic. This is how, now we're living in the time where we get to actually witness the breakdown of the institutional world, the breakdown of the narrative, the breakdown of the propaganda machine. And so it's a fascinating time to be alive, and rather than be afraid of it, we must embrace it and trust that the truth will ultimately prevail. And so we just have to be completely present and enjoy the show. Mark?
I agree, and I think part of the reason why I mentioned the duh effect is the fact that the things that the waste stream is now saying, gee, can you believe, you know, consumer prices are out of control. All of these things are things literally that have been so long coming, they have been ignoring them for so long, that for those of us that have had eyes to see and ears to hear, it's duh. Come on, we've known this for a long, long time. And they're finally figuring it out. There are people now that are actually figuring out, you know, I don't think I want to take the 16th poison poke. Maybe 15 was more than enough to destroy my immune system. You know, this is where we are. Let's go to Randy. Good morning, Randy. Let's see how your signal is. How you doing?
Hey, it's a wonderful day in our global neighborhood. Well, maybe not. Maybe it's a wonderful day in the kingdom of God. That's what's happening. The Lord's on the throne. He's not surprised at anything that's going on. He's in full control of what's going on. The rich men of the earth, the minions of Satan that walk in men's bodies, are desperately trying to exert their control over the sleeping masses out here. But, well, it's kind of falling apart on them. The yellow brick road is all tarnished. It's turned out to be lead. And so here we are. Praise the Lord. He's on the throne.
Well, we're going to have to look. David, we got that.
Is that my signal, or
I think
is
it's
that
David.
David's signal?
I'm pretty sure it's David. All right. We'll let him mute when he's not talking, and hopefully that'll fix that. Let me mention a couple
more. I did mute when I was talking. Go ahead. Sorry, Randy.
Okay.
No, go ahead. It's we'll muddle through here. Yes.
All right. Well, I'm gonna toss out one or two more dust stories just to get these suckers out of the way up front. We had a major CPI released this week. Again, who could have imagined? It was worse than expected. It was almost as bad as we've seen before. It was supposed to be down. It was actually up slightly. Uh-oh. And essentially what this says is the Fed is almost certainly going to have to raise rates, not 0.75%, but by a full 100 basis points come the next meeting next week. And, the panic is on in Wall Street. It was down 1,200 points earlier in the week. Here's another one. The FedEx chairman made an ugly pre-announcement, basically saying these numbers don't portend very well. The truth is that the global economy seems to be going, quote, into a worldwide recession. And so on all of the fronts economically, the things that have been so obvious are no longer hideable at this point. Futures crater as FedEx ushers in the global recession. Today is the $3.2 trillion triple witching day when a lot of options expire on Wall Street. And, of course, the crooks will be out there making sure that the manipulation prevents people from actually being able to profit from having correctly known that things were going to go to hell in a handbasket. The IMF chief is warning. Here's another. Another shocker, this is courtesy of the Epoch Times, that there could be a harsh winter in Europe, do you think? And that might spark social unrest amid the energy crisis that they have literally shot themselves in the foot and reloaded for if they continue to try to oppress people and starve them out and let them freeze in their own homes and so forth. In France, they're talking about 1,000% rate hikes on electricity and natural gas, if you can get it at all. All of this stuff has been so long coming, and here it is, and they're finally saying, who could have thought it? Go ahead, Randy.
Oh, sorry. I was trying to multitask here, and I lost track. No, the economy's falling apart as we speak. Your dollars are worth less and less every day. So it's time to get out there and, get some real wealth. That money in your bank account is not wealth. It's only a claim on the wealth. The wealth is the clothes on your back, the food in your pantry, your house, all those things that come from the earth. And so it's time to get out there and, get those fraudulent reserve notes spent while they're still spendable.
Let's go to David and see if we can make it.
So here's what's falling apart. Can you hear how's the wind and the rain coming through when I'm talking?
When you talk, it gets better because that suppresses it a bit. But maybe it would be quicker to tell us the things that aren't falling apart. I'll throw that out in advance. But go ahead.
Well, what's falling apart is their narrative, okay? And I mention this a lot, and people may get tired of me saying this, but I think what's becoming very clear is, you know, if we think of God as being truth, and the Messiah and the kingdom of heaven is all about truth, you know, I remember he said to Pilate, you know, was talking about truth, and Pilate asked, what is truth? Because Pilate was so caught up in the narrative. Our entire world that we're living within is the narrative, and the narrative is what's falling apart. This is why the kingdom of heaven survives and prevails, is because the truth ultimately is the only thing that can't be destroyed. The narrative, because it's being propped up by propaganda and by false notions appearing real, and by eating from the truth of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, propaganda has become predominant on this planet, and that's what's falling apart. Inside that propaganda is their economic system, the religious system, the governmental system, the academic system, and all of those facets of this tree of knowledge of good and evil are what is falling apart. And in the end, after it all falls apart, the only thing left is truth, and truth, of course, needs no defense, it needs no propping up, because it's not propaganda. Truth is the only non-narrative on the planet. And so we're entering into that age where all that's left is the truth, the kingdom of heaven and our Father therein. Thanks.
Okay, so let's do this, because we've got lots of stories we want to make sure we talk about. We'll come back and we'll talk about, I want to work up to it, the federal bunglers of investigation. That no longer cuts to the truth, because they're far worse than that. They are the American Gestapo. As a matter of fact, there was a poll over the weekend. The vast majority of people know and ask the question about Roger Stone's comment about the Biden Gestapo being the FBI. A majority of Americans agreed, and only a small minority actually disagreed. The rest of them said, well, you know, maybe. So, you know, that's part of your point. The narrative's falling apart. Here's another one. This is actually in the good news category. Narrative falls apart. There were a bunch of migrants, 100 migrants, a couple of busloads from Eagle Pass, Texas, where they were allowed by Kamala et al. And the entire crew that's been committing treason and inviting the immigrants, the illegal immigrants, basically invaders, to come on in. They were dropped out outside of the vice presidential residence at the Naval Observatory on Thursday. So, you know, this is funny. Here, you're going to take a little bit of what you've been dishing out to people. Two buses arrived. There's video up online outside VP, alleged VP Kamala Harris, the hooker in chief, there. And what happened, of course, is the Secret Service then immediately said, keep away from her fence. You are not allowed to get on her fence. So there's no fence at the border, but there's a fence here. And I think part of the narrative that you're talking about, David, is people are seeing this and they're saying, come on, you lousy, lying, traitorous hypocrites. It's not hidden anymore. Let's go to Randy.
Well, there's another little story that came up that Florida or Texas, I can't remember which, flew two plane loads of illegal immigrants into Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, the hideout of the elite of the elite, in their summer mansions, etc. And so the plan is to, well, we need to send a whole bunch more in there because, you know, the weeds are growing up in the lawn, and they need these workers in there to trim and paint their mansions. Yes, here we go.
That, you're right, that was from Florida.
Lori Lightfoot in Chicago and New York City going, oh, well, how are all these people showing up here? They're all supposed to be down there in Texas and Arizona and the red states. Yeah. How'd they get here?
Here's one more, Randy. This is different aspect of the same kind of thing, the narrative falling apart. A 27-year-old Chicago man. What? You heard that right. A fellow with a concealed weapons permit in gun-free Chicago. Turns out that a bunch of bad guys who were trying to shoot up the neighborhood were not in a gun-free killing zone. They thought they were. This fellow was a man who was attending his grandmother's birthday party. And basically, they went out to the back of the house to look at a new car that belonged to one of the cousins, and then they thought they heard firecrackers, but they realized when they saw bullets whizzing by and heard the sounds coming near them, they saw two gunmen at the end of the alley, so the fellow with the concealed weapons pulled out his firearms and fired back, and they ran him off. And as a result, nobody was killed, although there was one of the 13-year-old cousins that was shot, and he's in guarded condition. But here's another example, and ironically, this was even in the intended gun-free killing zone of Chicago, which, in this rare case, turned out to not be quite so gun-free. And there's a lesson here for literally everybody. David, let's go to you.
Well, you know, I don't want to go back to Martha's Vineyard. I've always said that people will act when it becomes more uncomfortable not to. And when I say act, I mean engage. I mean perform. I mean get involved. So what we're watching is when our Abbott from Texas and our mayor and our governor from Florida send players up to these places up north, Chicago and Martha's Vineyard, I have to laugh because it's become more uncomfortable for them not to. And so by putting the illegals into these places where it's forcing a conversation that wasn't otherwise happening. It's an amazing thing to watch as the players engage with what they believe might prompt a remedy, which is conversation. And it is. It's opened up a dialogue that didn't previously exist. So it's a fascinating thing to watch, again, as we watch the world, the institutional world break down, and as we watch individuals within that world in positions of authority do things in an attempt to cause the truth to prevail. And so I'm championing the truth. We're all championing the truth. So let's just sit back and applaud and laugh as we watch how the game is played. Thanks, Mark.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the other, I think, important. Well, there's so many important things going on, but one of the things that might be a bit surprising to folks that weren't paying attention, not only did the FBI raid Mar-a-Lago, not only have they been caught doing all kinds of things, the more illegal, the better, and I actually heard a good summary of what we've seen recently. Anybody who voted for a Republican in the last election isn't allowed to drive a car, certainly not without being impeded. We'll talk about Mike Lindell in just a second here. But on the other hand, Hunter Biden, the crack pipe smoking crackhead whoremeister, who is the front man for the big guy, handles all the bribes and makes sure that the big guy gets his 10% cut. And, of course, we funnel weapons to Ukraine to make sure that all of that doesn't come out. That FBI will let him fly on Air Force One now. It was Air Force Two when he was doing the other crookedness before. So the criminals fly on Air Force One, and the good guys don't get to go anywhere at all. This is literally a description of where we are. Okay, so I mentioned this. Let's go to David first. But it turns out that there were 36+ raids originally late last week. Over the weekend and subsequently, we learned that, though, there were more than that, probably close to 50 people, have been issued subpoenas for the crime of having supported the president or voted, not even in Washington on or around January the 6th. That doesn't seem to be the issue here. There's another one, and this is real close to David's wheelhouse. But certainly in Minnesota earlier this week, they set a team load of multiple cars to surround FBI, use the FBI Gestapo to surround Mike Lindell's car when he stopped at a restaurant at a Hardee's in Minnesota trying to go hunting, whereupon they stole his phone. And there's more to it. Go ahead, David.
Okay, so what we're witnessing, and let's make this fun, okay? What's interesting is the desperation that the players that are trying to maintain the narrative are exhibiting when they go out and perpetrate stunts like this, because they've run out of ammunition. They know the election was stolen, and of course it was stolen, because Trump was too much of a liability to maintain inside their plan, their agenda, which was globalist New World Order reset of the financial situation and covering their tracks while they were doing it. They had a cover story, and Trump messed up the cover story. So as the wheels fall off, they're becoming more desperate, and their character, their nature is being revealed as the tyrants they actually are. They've always been this way, but there's always been a narrative that hypnotizes the people of the world so they couldn't be seen. That narrative falling apart is what is causing them to use force, because that's their ultimate nature. And as the wheels continue to fall off, here's what's going to happen. They're going to use more and more force. Now, we watched Joe Biden a couple of weeks ago with that ominous speech he gave, basically telling us this is how it's going to go. He said, basically, that the Trump MAGA Republicans are a clear and present danger. And so I was, of course, expecting the FBI to step up its raids, and they haven't disappointed. What's funny about it is Steve Bannon comes along, and of course they want to take him on again. And if we understand their desperation and the why behind what they're doing, and we maintain our composure, and we don't let this thing get provoked into the civil war that ultimately they want, because they'll be justified in using the force that they really need to maintain control, then everything's going to unfold peacefully. So I'm championing the idea that just enjoy the show, relax, And don't get too uptight and nervous about, you know, the end of the world and all this, but let's watch how evil manifests itself and how absolutely comical and how ignorant these people actually are. And if we can approach that and maintain a relationship with our Father inside that spirit, then we won't be so freaked out, and we'll actually ease into this thing from a place of peace, which is ultimately the kingdom of heaven.
Well,
thanks, Mark.
And I agree with all of that, David, but I will point out that the place to watch is not from the middle of the playing field, the battlefield, with the bullets whizzing overhead. The place to watch is where he says, come out of her, my people. Don't participate in the sins. Get clear of all of that. I liken what we've seen for several years now to an idiot who's running around on a hilltop carrying a great big metal pole as a thunderstorm comes up. And my advice is, if you see some idiot waving a metal pole around and you're seeing lightning in the distance and people's hair starts to frizz up and you hear crackling sounds, you better get as far away from that idiot as you can, because he's going to get hit by lightning. So the metaphor is, same thing applies to an economic system, a political system, a social system where people are committing suicide, where people literally are sacrificing their kids to Molech, where they're drinking the Kool-Aid, they're watching CNN and MSNBC and buying into all of this crap. You want to be as clear of that as you can. Go ahead, Randy.
Well, we have historical precedents where a whole population basically went insane.
Yep.
And that's with Nazi Germany. And the German people didn't rise up. A few of the pastors outside of the Catholic Church stood up and were killed. They were martyred for pointing out the truth. Our job is to be witness against their evil. We have to come out, but we still have to raise our voices. What you're doing, Biden and Kamala and FBI and State Department and Justice Department and on, is wrong. It's a sin. You are tyrants, and we are withdrawing consent.
Absolutely.
We no longer consent to what you're doing. And that's our job, to stand up.
Exactly. Well, having done all to stand comes to mind. Be overcomers is the message of all those letters in the book of Revelation. To the overcomers, he says over and over again. I'll give, literally the keys to life, the new name, you name it. There are a lot of promises, but it's always to the overcomers. The message from Ezekiel is that if you're the watchman, and all of us at this point should be, because we can see what's coming, then you better blow the shofar. You better blow that trumpet. Warn people. So that their blood is not on your head. And over again, we're seeing a similar kind of a message. Just plain, do not keep silent. It's time to speak up. Actually, it's past time to speak up. It's time to walk in a way that is an example to others, as well as just speaking about it. Get out. Do the things we need to do. And David's right. I want to emphasize this, and we'll go back to him, too. But we have seen the narrative falling apart. We're seeing more and more indications. The gloves are off. The Biden speech from hell last week made it clear. And nowadays, there's no excuse. So the question has to be asked, well, what are they going to do next? Answer, we've seen it. They're going to double down. They are not going to say, oh, I'm sorry, we were wrong. COVID was, in fact, a hoax. We did, in fact, develop a bioweapon. Oh, we did, in fact, undermine the currency 100 years ago. We did, in fact, steal everything you owned. There's a reason why you have to pay property taxes and you don't have the right to your property, which we want to take now and put you on a limited budget. And we're going to do exactly what they're doing in Europe and take away your carbon and make you freeze.
There's a bad moon on the right. Don't come around tonight. It's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the right. We'll be right back.
hissing sound back again? There we go. That got it. But I will say, hey, welcome back. This is the second segment of Drive Time Friday, and we got the whole gang here this morning. When we went to break, essentially, the topic that I wanted to talk about, and we'll throw some more stories out to make the point here, too, but as more and more information comes out that says, look, all along they've been lying, you name it, folks, whether it's COVID, whether it's the economy, whether it's the stinking, lying, traitorous Gestapo FBI, did I get enough adjectives in there? Probably not. All of these things that they've been lying about, the faked election, the rigged election, the raids, you name it, as that kind of continues to percolate out and people realize just how badly they've been had, you know darn well they're never going to apologize. They're never going to come out and admit it. And by that I mean the people that have been plotting this. What they're going to do is they're going to double down. They're going to continue. They're going to upgrade. They're going to escalate the attacks on the free Americans. And we see all kinds of evidence on that score as well. We'll talk about some of it here in just a minute. But that's the thing that we need to be aware of and to be thinking about. Dave is right. We want to watch this unfold. We want to watch from not in the middle of the battlefield, but we want to be aware that as they double down, they're going to expand the radius of destruction. Go ahead, David.
Well, I'm going to comment that they're going to double down because they have to double down. It's axiomatic. Okay, remember, they're doing damage control. They've been doing damage control since the resurrection, okay? And I'm singling out the people that love money. The love of money is the root of all evil. So people that are attracted to that narrative, the monetary narrative, there's an element of how do we perpetuate this idea. And so it's been easy for the last hundreds of years because they've been operating in the dark, you know, and now the light's shining on them and they're not used to functioning in the light because these are creatures of darkness, okay? These are demons. And they're adversarial, which means satanic, to the truth about everything because there's only one non-narrative, and that non-narrative is truth, okay? So they're all about sustaining their narrative. And so, of course, when the narrative breaks down to bare bones and it's being exposed to the world, there's only one remedy left, and that's force to maintain control of the non-truth, the lie, the perpetual narrative, the propaganda, you know, the world, if you will. It's the end of their world. And so, of course, as any wild animal that gets cornered, they're going to defend their world because it's a matter of, here we go, folks, okay, this is what's at stake here. We're dealing with a matter of life and death. Someone here is going to die. And the narrative is what it has a shelf life, whereas the kingdom of heaven does not. So, of course, the truth. Of course God wins. Of course the kingdom of heaven wins. That's the no-brainer, Mark.
All right. Well, and the question again, we know we have to get there. We have to be overcomers. We've got to stand and to persevere through what's coming. And the thing is, and we haven't spent a lot of time talking about this. I think it's kind of obvious to anybody that's read scripture, quite honestly. But no, Scotty is not going to beam everybody up to the orbiting satanic version of the Starship Enterprise so that you can get out of here before the bad stuff happens. It's never happened. Scripture doesn't say that. The Messiah, if you read Matthew 24, gives you a really clear picture. He says, you know, two were grinding at the mill. Don't go back to the house. And some were taken, the others were left. Well, the ones who were left behind are the ones that you want to be. It's real clear if you read the parallels and see how he phrases it. So the point is, no, we're not going to get beamed up. We're going to have to be prepared for what's coming and persevere through it. Randy, take it away.
A little note here of how folks can stand up and say no. America First Legal, an organization that deals with all kinds of freedom issues, lawsuits and everything else, they've come out with a parental rights demand letter. You can go to their website. It's a demand letter that to the schools, to the administration, to the principals, to the teachers, that you will not be teaching woke curriculum to my child. And once you've delivered that to them, you can print it off. Let me get the website here.
While he's
prepared.
Doing that, go
I'm
ahead and mute,
prepared.
David. I think we got the ocean sounds again. The feedback's back. There we go.
Yeah, American First Legal, okay? Go there, and you can get this template for a letter to the school board, the administrators, the teachers, and say, that's it, you're not doing it, and you are on notice that if you do this, you are going to get sued in your personal capacity and your, So that's something you can do to stand up. America First Legal. Go there, print it off, and take a look at that, and then and give notice to your school board, teachers, teachers union, etc., that you will not tolerate this. And if you can, put together the homeschooling co-op and teach your kids the truth of what's going on instead of allowing the Satanists to teach your children.
That's I think, a big
deal. Anyway, that's where I was there.
We've been able to do that for years, literally, long before the COVID pandemic made it clear that people should be getting their kids out of the places where they don't want to teach them, they want to indoctrinate them. And what we saw with the mask mandates is they want to stunt their growth, they want to stunt their intellectual developments, they want to destroy their young brains, their immune systems with the poison poke by depriving them of oxygen. You need to get them the you-know-what out of the public schools before they're killed. And it literally is that urgent. And, of course, Merrick Garland is doing exactly the opposite of what the organization Randy's talking about is doing, and that is to say, if the parents dare speak up, we're going to call them domestic terrorists. We'll show them who really is boss. David, why don't you weigh in again?
Well, again, if it wasn't so dire and so serious, it would actually be hilarious and entertaining, but it is pretty serious. You know, we're being distracted. It's the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of wealth that choke out the plant. And so ultimately this dialogue they have about gender studies and gender pronouns and, you know, the LGBTQ, all of these are issues to keep us distracted from what's really important. And what's really important is keeping our eyes on the truth and standing in the truth and being prepared to give an answer in season and out at any opportunity to give a cause for why you're so at peace and so comfortable about what's going on. Because remember, here's something that we just keep this in mind. Okay, you're here right now, everyone listening to the sound of my voice, you're here because it's time for you to be here. And you know what? My proof that you're important is that you're here during this time. And so but the really important thing is knowing who we are in this context and understanding that we are the rock, we are the light, we are the salt, we are the ones that the people of the world ultimately turn to for answers. And so we need to be prepared with an answer. I mean, and you know what? That answer is only as far away as saying, Holy Spirit, I don't have the answer to that. What's the answer to that? Holy Spirit says, well, here's, because, you know, we're taught that the Holy Spirit brings all things to our remembrance so that we need no one to teach us anything. So as institutions fall apart and we don't need anyone to teach us anything except the Father himself, and as we come into that relationship, we'll always be prepared to give an answer to the people of the world, and that's what we're supposed to be up to. Anyway, sorry, Mark, I went off on my little soapbox rant.
That's okay. Let's talk about a couple of other items that I think will fall into the be watchful, be aware category. I've got two stories here. I'll do the first one because it's easy and clear. The second one is a bit more insidious. A gun rights group, this is from Natural News, Ammo Land, and others, and it concerns GOA. I know Randy and I knew Larry Pratt before he passed. His son has now taken the reins of probably the best true Second Amendment government organization in the country, and I include they're far better than the NRA when it comes to understanding what the words shall not be infringed really mean. But anyway, they have come up with a FOIA request that is concerning a plot. Let's call it what it is. Biden regime, the Gestapo, they're working overtime to try to get people, sucker them in to forfeiture permanently their Second Amendment rights. They cited a 2019 report from Ameland that warned of the plot. It's called the Nix Indices Self-Submission Form. And basically it says, I am not competent to own a firearm ever, ever, ever again so long as I live. And I got a doctor to certify that I'm competent to sign this form, which says I'm not competent to do anything except surrender my firearm rights. I may not be permitted to withdraw my name and information in the future. This basically is stupid, honestly. Who would sign anything like this? I answer, a lot of the people that don't realize what they're signing when they take a 4337 form and sign their rights away there. Oh, Big Brother knows where I live. They know that I'm a good little slave. But I can't have a gun otherwise. Well, you know, this is the problem with slaves. Slaves have to be either good slaves or they don't get to be the kind of slave that has a weapon at all. And, here we are, guys. Here's the story that I wanted to make lead up to. This is from the Epoch Times. I saw it in a number of other places as well. MasterCard, Visa have all applied for ISO standardization. This is another Big Brother non-government organization, NGO, that has created standards. They have put a new code in place for credit card purchases, which says, I bought this from an evil gun dealer. And essentially, it's run with Amalgamated Bank, too, the America's Socialist Responsible Bank. And they're essentially pushing, this is a public-private partnership that says, you buy a gun at a gun store and you use a credit card, ha-ha, we got you. We know where you live, we know where we're tracking it, and we know where to come and get that thing when we feel like it. And by the way, it doesn't matter if it's a gun or a holster or ammunition, it's the same code, it just means this person has guns, and now we know where they are. So this is the kind of insidious stuff we need to be aware of. Randy, go ahead.
Yes, I was just looking at that, and also you can look at this, folks. Your money is about ready to collapse, and so what are you going to use for an alternate currency to trade with, to barter with? Ammunition is probably one of the top of the list, but use cash. Don't use your credit card. Don't sign up for email alerts. Don't put your name in there. When the salesperson asks for your name, my name is Cash. And so, use the cash and the privacy it gives you while you still can. And they're after the guns. You know, we got Boulder and Louisville and Loveland and all those birds up north here passing all these weapons bans, and the courts are knocking them down. But be ready. When things get really bad, I don't fear so much you're not to fear at all. I'm not concerned so much about the jackbooted thugs with a badge and a government ID coming here. I'm more concerned about the, the immoral masses out there that have no compunction about stealing anything and everything they can get their hands on. I mean, all over Colorado Springs, people are waking up in the morning to go get in their car to go to work, and somebody drilled a hole in their gas tank and got all their gas out of their vehicle, and so now they've got a car that won't go. It's so the morality of this nation has gone away.
It's part and parcel of what we've been seeing, but it has to happen that way. They have to get us to the point where there is no literally, there's no trust anymore before the rest of this kind of stuff can happen. We've talked about this before, but we grew up at a time when people left their doors unlocked. Why? Well, because several things. One, they knew that their neighbors were God-fearing. They knew that their neighbors believed in the rule of law, honored it. And furthermore, they knew that their neighbors were armed, and since everybody was armed, we don't have a problem anyway. All the kids that I grew up with not only had firearms, but they knew where dads were stored in case they ever had a need for them. They also knew that if they used them improperly, they were going to be in trouble. And they also learned before they were 6 years old the three rules of firearm safety and how to treat a weapon and how to deal with it. And none of that exists anymore. All of this took years in order to bring into place, and now we're reaping the wicked harvest of that. David.
The whore of Babylon, which derives her existence from within the narrative, she is a false queen. Her wine is full of iniquity, and the saints of the earth and everyone else are drunk on the wine that's in her cup. This is the narrative, folks. And she, this narrative, is jealous of the truth, which is who we are, folks. The reason they want to take the gun, okay, is because we, the people, are sovereign in America. And God is our Father, the creator of the universe. And so America is founded on that principle, and the narrative is jealous of that principle because the narrative doesn't have existence in a nation built upon. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights. Okay, so they want the guns because they are tired of the deterrent that is keeping them in check as our public servant. So they're trying to overthrow the sovereign. They're trying to finish off the coup d'etat. They've already gotten rid of our president by a fake election. They've already gotten a hold of our pocket and our allegiance to our pocketbooks because of their fake monetary system. Every time we buy into one of their systems, one of their institutions, they take control. And this is why they want to take away our guns. Okay,
absolutely.
So we can either act like a bunch of slaves and think, oh, they're coming to take our guns away, or we can act like the sovereigns that we are and Tina Peters, for example, inside this truth-telling narrative, she filed a lawsuit, but, you know, I can't tell you where that's going to go because she's scheduled for her first hearing in November. So she's basically suing, challenging the validity of her election in Colorado.
Well, one thing we know for sure, they will do their very best to suppress the truth as it comes out. So the things she brings out in court, we're going to have to release because you can be pretty well assured the Denver Post isn't going to cover it. They're not going to cover it truthfully if they do, and they'll spin it. So we need to watch those kinds of local things and just be aware that I won't say all the courts are corrupt. I'll just say, you know what? It's the same old story. It's the 97% that give the few good ones a bad name. Let me throw out one more story, and then we'll go back to Randy. Here's another one that people need to be aware of, and it's the kind of thing that's going on. It isn't getting much coverage, but politicians in the state of Illinois have passed a new law, supposedly. It's called the Safety Act, and it's absolutely the opposite of this. It eliminates bail requirements for about 12 new crimes, including second-degree murder. So basically, somebody is a white person. If somebody is a white supremacist, so-called by the Biden regime, you're not allowed to drive, not allowed to speak, not allowed to talk. Pretty soon you're going to be going to a FEMA camp. But as for the rest of them, well, if you've committed various types of criminality that are serious, as opposed to, say, protesting the government for a redress of grievances, you can come right out. No bail required. Aggravated battery, arson, drug-induced homicide, kidnapping, burglary, robbery, intimidation, aggravated DUI, drug offenses, you name it. Oh, no bail for you. You just get to roam free. And guess what? You can go do it again, and then you'll get out again. This is the kind of stuff that's going on while Illinois, home of gun-free Chicago, is turning into the cesspool that San Francisco, L.A., and New York have already become. Go ahead. Randy.
Yes, well, you can put that in George Soros' score. where he poured millions and millions of dollars, and he's pouring millions of dollars into elections for district attorneys across the nation that refuse to prosecute the criminals, refuse to, get the thieves and the everything else. Now it's, you know, up to, well, if you only steal $999.99, that's not so bad. It's okay, not a problem. We'll let you back out, and you can go out and steal another $999.99 without any repercussions. So here we are. The law and order has broken down. It's lawlessness. Just as the Lord said, it would be lawless. And we just have to stand up and say, no, we're not going to tolerate this. You have to get off your couch, shut off the television, and educate yourself. And go out and vote, folks. Go out and vote. You know, there's a whole bunch of people say, oh, no, the church says, oh, that's politics, Well, you're going to get what you reap here.
Well, one thing I will encourage folks, Randy, and I'll suggest this too. It's one thing to say, okay, I'm going to do what I can do. I'm going to do what I can do to participate in that part of the system that I don't believe is completely corrupt. Well, then I got to ask, what about the vote? Because we know it's already completely corrupt. But having said all of that, the thing is, don't count on a political solution to a problem that is absolutely immoral to the core. You can vote all you want, but if you're worshiping the wrong God, it ain't going to make any difference. And that's kind of my 2 cents worth on it anyway.
Yeah, you have to look at it that way. But you have to, you know, do what you can.
Exactly.
Here's another one. Executive order from the El Presidente. This is just the other day. It is the policy of my administration to coordinate a whole-of-government approach to advanced biotechnology and biomanufacturing towards innovation solutions in health, climate change, energy, food, security, agriculture, supply chain resilience, etc. So they've opened the door to the pharma's, the mad scientists in the pharma industry to, well, it's all about transhumanism. We're going to go to human 2.0. And lost the word. I'm getting old. I can't think of words anymore. Go ahead, David.
Human 2.0 can be controlled, Randy. Human 2.0 doesn't have a spiritual connection with the all that is, our Father.
Amen.
So as one body, one Lord, one faith, they can't penetrate that. And see, that's their worst nightmare. So we are considered terrorists relative to the narrative because of what we represent, because we represent the truth. Okay, so they've used the law as a weapon. They've weaponized the law itself beyond lawlessness. We've gone into a day when the corrupt have gotten control of the machinery of law, the court, the legislature, you know, the administrative agencies, the bureaucracy, the many swarms of agents that eat out our substance. So,
all right. Hey, guess what, guys? We're at the end of the show.
I guess we'll...
Thanks. Watch a little, folks.